Well, good morning, and it is morning, 11:28 on April 29th, 2023. That's a lot of 20s. Yeah, hi. I'm out. I'm walking this morning. It's 68, supposed to be maybe in the 70s today. And yesterday was a day. Let me just say that. Yesterday was a day. I did not walk. I didn't even get on the treadmill. Yesterday was a red day. And I haven't had that many red days. Four. I don't know. They're on my calendar anyway. But there haven't been that many. Granted, the first couple of months, they were like 15-minute walks and 1-mile walks on the treadmill, and some of the days have been blue since I started walking again at the end of February. Yeah. But yesterday, I lost yesterday to formatting paperbacks. The frustration abounds. I did have the paperback cover, the full wrap cover for Dark Knight Station Origins, but I never actually formatted it and put it together. So yesterday I started working. I think I started working on it the day before, actually. But I got the ISBN, I got the barcode, I got the thing. I created PDF for the cover. I created a PDF for the interior. And when I uploaded it, Amazon said, nah, no. It took the cover. Well, the cover was the cover was weird. It took the first cover. No problem. But it would not take the interior file. And the reason for that is that for a while now, Lix has been putting out PDFs that were not properly page trimmed. So, in spite of the fact that I told it 6x9, it put it on full-size letter paper. And it formatted it correctly in a 6x9 block. So the blocks on the pages were correct. They appeared in the upper left-hand corner of this big sheet of paper, if you were to print it out. But, and Amazon has taken those in the past. They are not taking those anymore. So I went through, I don't know how many iterations, trying to figure out how to get Lix to do it. And I finally stumbled on a notation from somebody that the problem was something to do with the way one of the plugins in Lix interfered or interacted or failed to interact with the LaTeX to PDF converter. Converter didn't work. And none of the other converters worked either. So the solution that a lot of people see, well, the solution that solved the problem for the post that I saw was to use Lix to export a native LaTeX file. Yes, I know it should be called LaTeX, but be that as it may. In Latin letters, it looks like LaTeX. So I'm on a Linux machine. It shouldn't be very much hard. I reasoned that it shouldn't be very difficult for me to get a text to PDF converter that ran correctly, but allowed me to modify the source file in LaTeX to override whatever it was, or to create an output file that matched what geometry was supposed to tell it to do, to match the 6x9. So once I figured that out, and once I actually got the override in correctly, it worked pretty good. It actually worked really slick. Did the uploads, and of course it changed the page count. I have no idea why, because I'm still putting the same number of words on the page. It was still blocking it in at 6x9. But it was like 20 more pages. So when I uploaded the new interior file, the cover wasn't big enough. The cover was too narrow. It was the right height, but because the spine, it counts for the spine, and the spine is measured by how many pages, the spine was too narrow. So that was actually a quick fix. I managed to take care of that right away. What I need to do is format the interior for school days so I can generate the template so that I can give it to Podium so they can give it to Alexandra Rio to do the cover. That's to do a cover that's the right size, basically. Morning.
Morning.
But it took all day, well, most of the day. It was very gratifying to get it solved, let me put it that way. I started fighting with it around 8 o'clock, and I burned through all of my writing time, and then more. And by the time I realized, oh, you haven't walked yet today. It was like 8 o'clock at night. And I'm thinking, no, that's not gonna happen. I'm gonna take a red day, we're gonna take the day off. At least take the day off from writing, from walking. You should check my email, because that paperback should be up by now. It's a warm day. I put on my lightweight hoodie over my other lightweight hoodie. Figuring I didn't need the extra fleece lining. I'm not sure I needed the second hoodie at this point. It's pretty warm. What, somebody's broken off the other post? I'm coming up on the monk post. There's one still standing. The other two have been broken off. Dude, the whole point. Coming up on it. Get ready. Stay with me. Monk post. What the hell is this? No, it hasn't been broken off. It looks like somebody dug it up and moved it off to the side. The big concrete block that it's in as a footer has been transplanted. I thought the point of that was to keep people from driving through. Apparently, somebody wanted to drive through really badly. I don't know. Maybe it was the city. They sometimes do things that I wonder at. I'm sure they have a good reason. My mouth is drying out really fast today. I'm not sure exactly what the problem is. The sourdough starter. Yeah. The sourdough starter is being really active now. I made a second loaf. It came out okay. It came out pretty good, actually. It's pretty sour. But as a sandwich loaf, it's not too bad. I think what I need to do is add a little oil to it to give it a little fat. And that should help the crumb. It should help keep the structure. Also, looking at what these people are doing with their dough. All of them are pretty much using stretch and fold on a very wet dough and just letting it be wet. So I may have to try that. But I also saw a recipe that called for a little bit of oil. Also call for a huge pile of starter, way more starter than I would have anticipated. Like 300 grams of starter. I use 50. I could use 100. If I used 100, then I wouldn't have to give any, wouldn't have to throw any away. I could just use the 100 grams or 200 grams. 200 grams. when I feed the starter, it's 50 grams of starter and then 100 grams of flour and 100 grams of water. I think I could make it slightly less acid if I were to put in a little more water than flour.
Hi.
Morning. But I noticed last night that it had nearly... I've taken to putting a rubber band around the level where after it's fed, it's been knocked down. There's no gas in it. It's been drained a little bit. And then the flour and water added back in. So I put a rubber band around the jar to mark the top of the starter in the beginning, and then take a look at it over the course of the day, see what it's doing. It had more than doubled. In fact, I think it had doubled twice. Oh, these are pretty. These flowering trees, I don't know if they're flowering crab apples or dogwoods or what. They're pretty. But I noticed this morning it had subsided again, and that's a pretty normal, pattern. It's still doubled, but it's not doubled again. Doubled but not tripled, that's what I'm looking for. Jesus, so my mouth is dried out again. Morning. And I bought a new game. It might be a mistake. I logged in yesterday, and of course, every other hour Steam updates, seems like. So I did the update, and of course it drops you in the store when you log back in. And it showed me the deals of the day. And one of the deals was the Stanley Parable. Now, I've heard of this game before. And I remember being intrigued by what I had heard about it. It stuck with me. But I wasn't about to pay $30. 28 or whatever it was. Because it sounded like a really weird game. And it's like, really? Do I want to play this game? But it was half price, so I said, all right, screw it. I want a new game. So I started playing it. I still don't understand it. It's a weird game. It's an easy game. You just walk around. I may have an hour and a half at this point. I don't know if I'll get much more out of it. I may go back to it occasionally and see. I have a suspicion it might be one of those games that changes the more you play it. It's not the game I was looking for. We'll put it that way. But as a break from House Slipper, as a break from messing with dinosaurs, not a bad game. In large part because it is such a break from everything else that I've done. Let me go back to Factorio. I don't know. I don't know what I'm going to do. I was looking at Valheim, I looked at Worm. Nothing's really grabbing me. Been a long 2 miles. I got groceries. I did the grocery run before I started the walk, so I've been on my feet now for the better part of 2 hours. And yeah, I'm feeling it. Oh, stamina. I remember when I had some. At any rate, I'm at the back gate. Tomorrow is another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.